Hello, and welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. Today, we're continuing in the theme of the grace of God. In the last post, we mentioned the Trinity and that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are all one. All three parts of the Godhead share the same nature, and that is the nature of grace. God's grace can be described as, well, salvation, mercy, compassion, favor, kindness. All of these are given by God, not because we have earned or deserved grace, but because God's grace is a gift. God's grace is the evidence of his love for us. The grace of Father God is that he provided a way to restore the broken relationship in the Garden of Eden. And that was between mankind and himself. And the Father did this by providing a seed that we saw. We saw this in Genesis chapter 3. A Messiah in the Hebrew language, a Christ in the Greek language, a Savior in English, and in any language, Jesus. So, the grace of Jesus Christ is revealed in the gift of the Holy Spirit to the believer. The Holy Spirit who empowers us to live the Christian life in grace and power. When Jesus walked the earth, his followers had the benefit of his presence. They felt his love, they experienced his fellowship, witness his signs and wonders that only God could produce. Now, Jesus came to earth to live as a man or a human being for approximately 33 and a half years. And Jesus made it very clear that when he departed, he would leave us another like himself, or a helper. But this time, instead of a physical person, the helper would come in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus in the flesh can only be in one place at one time. But in the Spirit, he could live in every believer. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says the following, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit and that he lives in us. In Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus appeared to his disciples and commanded them to stay in Jerusalem where they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. They were to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, of which Jesus had already told him about before he was crucified. Listen to what Jesus said in John 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus assures his disciples that they would receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Now you might ask, power to do what? Well, power to live the Christian life and to be a bold witness in words and actions of the gospel or the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus had to leave or ascend into heaven in order to send the Holy Spirit down to us. In the Gospel of John, verse 14, or chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus says the following, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Oh, I love this part. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Now, the word helper means an intercessor, an advocate, or one who is alongside you through thick and thin. Jesus calls him another helper, in other words, one like himself. God will never leave you or abandon you. How wonderful it is to know that although Jesus in the flesh is not here, his Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit provides the love, the fellowship, the signs and wonders that only God could produce, but now through us. Now, an important function of the Helper, or the Holy Spirit, is to guide you into doing what Jesus would do. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Now, what are some of the truths that the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance? Well, here's a list of 10 out of literally hundreds that the Holy Spirit reminds us of. The Holy Spirit confirms to us that we are the children of God, Romans 8:16. The Holy Spirit is our down payment or guarantee of our future resurrection. 2 Corinthians 1:22. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ to us and in us. John 16:14 and 15. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray. Romans 8:26 and 27. The Holy Spirit sets us free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The Holy Spirit reveals to the world what sin is, what righteousness is, and the coming judgment. That's John 16:8. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truths. That's John 16:13. The Holy Spirit fills us. That's Ephesians 5:18. The Holy Spirit empowers us. That's Acts 1:8. The Holy Spirit produces in us the fruit or the character, the evidence of His work and presence in our lives. Galatians 5:22 and 23. See, as you can see, Jesus' gift of the Helper or the Holy Spirit is actively revealing to us that we are loved, we are forgiven, and we are accepted by Father God. Until next time, God bless you.